You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now, it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets, here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Thank you very much, Deshaun. Really appreciate it. Story number one in the weekday update. The Navy has been tied into a bit of a controversy, fellas. Now, the Army was in a bit of a controversy when they lost to UNT on Saturday night, 52-49.
That was huge.
But the Navy, they've been involved in obscene sky drawings.
Uh-huh. What was it, Maverick up there flying around?
I think so. Basically, they had a guy go rogue up in the plane. He went up and he drew a picture with, you know, you can put your jets,
Exhaust?
Is it the exhaust?
Yeah.
Well, basically, I thought it was like some type of carbon.
Oh, okay. Carbon exhaust?
I thought you just flew around and re-manipulated the clouds.
He drew a picture in the sky of a ween.
Yeah. With pee.
And it's not just ween. It's full package.
Yeah, it's a really excited ween.
Coconuts.
A lot of kids in here right now.
Coconuts, too.
Hey, kids.
Oh, just an amazing package.
Amazing.
That was Ben looking at the sky.
Yeah. Look at the sky, Frito.
Just pointing.
You know, we saw this the other day. It started going viral just as our show was ending, and it was, I guess, so this pilot decided to go up and have some hijinks and draw a couple coconuts and a cucumber in the sky, and I guess he thought that, hey, I'll do this funny joke. Maybe somebody dared him or bet him to do it, and that it would just disappear. But, I mean, that giant dong was in the sky just kind of hovering over the city for some time.
Who was that for? Like, was that an air show, or was that just some guys farting around on a Tuesday afternoon? You know what I'm saying? Because they'll do all these air shows.
Yeah. No, the air show, I'm very familiar with the air show.
Hey, kids. Everybody gather around this dong in the sky. We're putting on a show.
I think it may have been like a covert thing that they were practicing to go do, like over a terrorist camp or something. Like if you know they're in the mountains, but you don't know where they are.
Hey, Putin, we'll teach you. Look at this dong hanging over the Ukraine.
You force them to go outside of that cave and look up in the sky and go, whoa! Hate you, America.
So this was in Washington.
It's
and
an
here's
American dong.
This is how the news people found it. Like, social media found it because people started taking pictures of, wow, look at that. Cloud looks like a wanker. But a mother who lives in Washington took pictures of the drawings, and she reached out to the TV station KREM complaining that she had lost her religion after seeing the, she was upset.
She thought it was the end of the world.
And she would have to explain to her young children what the drawings were. The Navy had to release a statement. If you're the guy who made the entire Navy release a statement, are you proud of it? Or, as they said, the Navy holds its air crew to the highest standards. And we find this absolutely unacceptable, of zero training value. And we're holding the entire crew accountable.
Can we not at least acknowledge the difficulty involved in executing a perfect dong in the sky?
Yeah, dude. I think that, to me, that's quite impressive. And I imagine it's very much like in Top Gun when Maverick got called into the office for buzzing the tower, making the guy spill his coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Maverick's son, in fact.
I want to see the two greatest pilots of all time play tic-tac-toe in the sky.
I think
that would be impressive.
I think the most impressive thing to me, besides the size of the actual package, is it's not horizontal. This guy did this vertically. So you have the coconuts, and then you have the actual phallic symbol is standing.
Oh.
And it is a vertical. So he had to, like, turn his engine off. And I'm assuming they do that because that's what they do in all the air shows.
Yeah. There's a classic.
This guy's he's a champion. I'm impressed.
There's a classic Navy phrase, dong to the heavens.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
was really a salute to all the great seamen.
Those guys.
It is a Navy.
Who have done a Navy play. So much.
Dude, that's what the guys are called, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the Marines, but. And some, there are some in the Navy as well.
Yeah. Maybe it was a salute to those guys.
Maybe they were going to do like it was a they were going to be doing a parachuting thing, and but they got shut down. They didn't get the big C-130 to fly through and drop the guys out.
That's always a funny bit when you know a guy's going to parachute down and you kind of arrange it to where he's got to parachute through your dong in the sky.
Right at the end of it.
You think the Navy's got like enough going on right now? Like, are we going to war? Are we not going to war? And they get a phone call saying, guys, Steve just drew a wiener on this guy.
They wouldn't just be Steve. It would be
Sergeant Steve.
It would be Maverick or Goose.
Admiral Steve.
I don't think life is like Top Gun.
I do.
Unless, by the way,
well, it is for some people.
Did you, Michael Young was tweeting about Top Gun the other night. Was it Friday night?
He was seemed to be upset with the realism.
He killed it. He killed that movie.
I still can't get over the idea of somebody wearing jeans to a pickup volleyball game, like in Top Gun. So you're wearing jeans because you're like, oh, a volleyball game broke out in the sand. Yeah, what the heck? We got this competitive rivalry with these guys. I'm wearing jeans, but what the hell? I'll play in jeans. Mm-hmm. Only jeans.
Right.
But it's so casual that you're playing in jeans and you're so unprepared for it that all you have to wear is jeans. Yet you've also got your wrist taped. Who taped up your wrist to play volleyball in jeans?
It's amazing that as they're filming that scene, someone didn't speak up and go, do you realize how outrageous this is?
One or the other. I mean, first of all, I've never seen anybody tape anything up in a pickup game or something.
Tony Scott, the director of that movie, was like, how can I make this more realistic? Oh, volleyball men tape themselves, don't they?
I don't think that's how it happened.
I think it's exactly how
I do, too.
TV recommendation here, guys. If you get a little time, there's a great show on Netflix that I haven't finished yet, but it's called American Vandals, and they're making fun of Making a Murderer. And the case...
Is this the dong on the
it's
car?
They're trying to find out which high school kid spray-painted dongs on all the teachers' cars.
Yeah.
It is really well done. Like, you're sitting there following it along like it's a murder mystery, but it's funny.
Is it Will Arnett involved in this?
I haven't seen him. I'm not there yet if he is. Okay. But
yeah, spoiler alert.
He's more involved in BoJack Horseman.
I had not prepared to even do research on the show. Now I can't even bother since you blew that.
American Vandals. Tizzle. Good stuff on the Netflix. Guys, story two in the weekday update. We've had a death.
Shippy?
Country music star Mel Tillis.
No way.
And co-founder of AC/DC.
I always think of Mel Tillis as an actor in Cannonball Run, really, more of than a singer.
You know his bit, right?
He's the guy who's the anti-Semitic.
He didn't stutter when he sang. He only stuttered when he talked.
Yeah, he stuttered. And then when he sang like a damn bird.
Yeah,
so
he did.
Beautiful, like a beautiful bird flying through a dong in the sky.
What did he drive?
I feel like we're spending too much time on Mel Tillis.
Well, hold on. What did he drive in Cannonball Run?
I don't remember. A car?
Well, this is the guy from Braveheart?
You had Dom DeLuise driving the ambulance.
Right.
You had Burt Reynolds in the Trans Am.
Right, or is that Smokey and
the
Bandit?
Yeah,
but I think he was in that too, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
Was he not?
Jackie Gleason.
Who? Yeah.
Was not in Cannonball Run.
You had the guy.
Longest Yard.
You had the karate master. What is
Ralph Macchio.
The kid. Actor. He's great. He was in, he drove the like car.
Mr. Miyagi?
No.
Bruce Lee.
It's the second coming of Bruce Lee, the actor who was
Jackie
in that.
Jackie Chan.
Yes. Thank you, Shippy. You win, Shippy.
Woo.
Jackie Chan was in Cannonball Run. You didn't know that?
No.
Terry Bradshaw was in. That was one of the great movies of our childhood.
It wasn't, if I remember correctly, the Rat Pack dude. Wasn't Sammy Davis Jr. a priest or something?
Yes. Y'all, nice memory. I saw that movie at Richardson Square Mall.
And you guys are so happy you just fell into a trap from 30 years ago.
Well,
you guys are fired up about it.
It's a crap movie.
In fairness, when that was happening, Malcolm Young was at his peak with AC/DC.
And he is dead now, Skin.
Oh.
His dementia takes another at the age of 64.
That's young.
That's very young.
That was
for Malcolm.
Yeah.
And they said he'd been suffering with it for the last 3 years. And that's what we know. He's dead.
He is the second member of AC/DC to die.
Wouldn't you think that it's that those guys lived a very hard lifestyle?
Oh, my God. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do all those dirty deeds.
So when you're on your deathbed, is that when you go... About all the Satan worship stuff. you know that was a marketing ploy, right?
And then Hell's Bells fires up and you go, this was a good song.
Turn that down.
Okay, sorry about that. Now, about Highway to Hell. What we really meant, well, it was a metaphor about how difficult things can be when you're trying to chase your dreams.
There probably is a time. I always think that there's going to be a time late in my life where I just try to get right with everything.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter who it is or what you believe in. I'm just going to try to get right with all of it. But I don't know. I'm not going to suddenly die.
Angus Young's a 60-something-year-old that's still wearing a schoolboy outfit every day. So these guys are really committed to their bits.
And I never liked an Angus burger because it always makes me think of him. Yeah. So Malcolm, I'm asking, because I don't know. I just know AC/DC.
Yeah.
There was a Malcolm phase and a Bon Scott phase. Am I right?
No. Bon Scott.
Brian Johnson?
No, Brian Johnson replaced Bon Scott. Malcolm Young was the quote-unquote rhythm guitarist. So he was the one that did this. Bump, 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 bump.
Are you doing Thunder?
Bump. I'm doing 25 of their songs.
Oh.
Bump, 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 bump. So he just did that, and then Angus came in and played all the riffs. He was kind of like...
Were you talking about Dingus and Angus?
No, Dingus is the guy that does Weekends with Jesse.
So a Dingus Burger, or is that Angus Burger? And is Dingus in AC/DC?
KT wanted a Dingus Burger.
If we could get Dingus in AC/DC.
A Dingus was the Navy thing at the beginning of the segment.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, so there's another one for 2017, though. Have you noticed they all happen together? Like, I'm lumping in the re. I mentioned Mel Tellis for a reason.
Uh-huh.
The day after. Like, two music guys, boom.
Right.
It's been happening like that for, like, the last 3 or 4 years, I feel like.
I mean, don't you guys think the most significant death is Charles Manson died last night?
Significant in that bad guys?
Dude, that was one of the biggest American cultural stories of all time.
I mean, I immediately think Manson when I think of crazy people.
Yeah. I mean, that guy cut the swastika on his face and said crazy stuff and ended up on TV all the time. And
so he was they went on a 2-day killing spree. They killed 7 people.
He never actually touched anybody.
But he was the ringleader of it.
He was the one.
Helter Skelter was the name of it.
Yes.
And the idea was he was trying to spark a race war somehow by killing celebrities.
Yeah, they went and it was actually Roman Polanski. Was dating, I think her name was Sharon Tate.
Yes.
And I don't know if they were married or if he was dating her. But they went in and then they wrote a bunch of stuff about pigs. Remember at the time they were calling cops pigs, but something about pigs on the wall and blood and all this. And it was this very gruesome thing. But Charles Manson was tied into, like, some of the Beach Boys. He was tied into the Southern California rock scene and the hippie movement. And so he was a significant person within that whole scene. But he probably took too much LSD is my guess. And then that whole thing. But, I mean, that's a pretty significant person to pass away, and that happened over the weekend as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.